everybody. Reporting to you from the outside of work during my brief lunch. I've been on a fucking conference call all day with a bunch of not even offshore technicians who can't figure out why something's happening, for which I have the best and simplest explanation for, and that is you're using Internet Explorer 6. Internet Explorer 6 is 10 years old and hasn't had a stable update since 2008. That's why. I don't understand billion-dollar companies. Why do they cheap out? Like what? Yeah. Spending the extra money to support a new framework or software? You're using a fucking internet browser that's 2 generations old. 10 years, man. Come on, man. You can't tell me you can't afford it. Seriously. You can't tell me you can't afford it. That's bullshit and you'd be lying. I'm sorry. Anyways, I just wanted to talk a little bit about something that really pisses me off. About what people think a stereotypical marijuana user, like the myths. Like the myths that they have about pot, I can see some truth in some of them. They're not nearly as bad as they make people have them sound. Like, for instance, marijuana making you lazy. Yeah, it does make you lazy. If you smoke way too fucking much of it, it makes you fucking lazy. Believe you me, it makes you lazy if you smoke way too much. That I totally agree with. But again, that's if you do it excessively. And to me, excessively is if you're doing more than a gram a day. If you're doing more, actually, even doing a gram a day is too much. At least for me, it's too much. And in Amsterdam, I did 2 grams a day. And trust me, after 4 days, after 3 days, man, I started feeling burned out and I felt lazy. Like, I started not getting up until, like, fucking noon. Anyways. The stereotype that I'm talking about, or the myth, rather, that I'm speaking of, is that marijuana is a gateway drug. I know you've heard me rant and rave about it and shit and all that stuff, but I this one really gets to me. And I'm gonna, in an intelligent way, explain to you why that happens, when it happens. First of all, I have never had the urge to try anything harder than cannabis. I've never had the urge. I did magic mushrooms once in my life. That is it. I've not done any amphetamines. I've not done any heroin. I've never done coke. I've never done, ecstasy. I took ephedrine once. Twice. I took ephedrine twice. But that was before I started smoking pot. So I don't understand quite how that works. Anyhow, so the gateway drug theory. It does happen to people. And that usually happens to people who are in two situations. One, that think that drugs are going to solve their problems, or anything that gives them some sort of high, will alleviate them of their pain. Their mental pain, most of all. Not their physical pain, their mental pain. So, those are the people that would probably wind up going to harder drugs because, I mean, your tolerance goes up when you smoke too much pot. That's a fact. The thing is, though, is you can bring it with marijuana, you can bring your tolerance back down by stopping for a week. You'll start from scratch. After a week, you'll start from scratch. And if you don't do it for about, I would say, 3 weeks, you're starting entirely from scratch. And that's why I like taking the breaks that I do now. Like, I haven't done it in 5 days. I'm probably going to break it today. Because I'll have the time finally, and I don't have to work for another 2 days. And I have no idea why I keep yawning when I do these fucking audio boos. I just don't understand why. And the major reason why people who do wind up going into harder drugs, do go into harder drugs, is, quite frankly, because they go to a dealer. Like, they'll go to a street dealer. And, well, a street dealer usually carries more stuff other than marijuana. He carries other stuff to get that gets you more hooked, that's worth more money. For instance, an ounce of weed, how much money are they making off of that? Maybe $100 if they're lucky. They're making $100 off of it, off a wholesale price, depending on how much they buy at a time. But off of cocaine, they're tripling their money, especially if they're chopping it up themselves. If they're chopping it up themselves, then they'll triple their money. Now, a street dealer does not want you to stop going to them. A street dealer wants you to keep coming back and giving you all their money. That's what they want. They want the users to give them all their money and then, you know, take it. So one day the street dealer says, "Hey man, I ain't got no weed, but I got some coke. This one's on the house." And they give them the most highest quality pure coke they have. They have like spare bags that they use, or even heroin or any drug. This is with any drug. They will give them like top shelf drug, like quality drugs. And with that top shelf quality drugs, they'll give that to the person for free. They'll hand them out, because they want that person to come back and buy the shitty one that they make triple the money off of. And it's totally worth it to them. It totally works. Now, and that's why they venture into other things other than marijuana. In every drug documentary I've seen, people who say they started with marijuana is because they didn't get their marijuana from a medical marijuana dispensary. They didn't get it from a coffee shop. No, they got it from a fucking street dealer. See, the reason why in Holland and now Portugal, people are getting off of hard drugs or aren't on or have taken a sharp decline statistically in hard drug use is because they separate the two. You see, when you have a coffee shop or a marijuana dispensary, that's open. It's legit. It's taxed and whatnot. And it's safe. Most of all, it's safe. You're not going to Jerome Street Dealer. You're going to a professional place of business that takes legal points of payment that pay taxes. That's where you're buying your weed from. Those people aren't going to push hard drugs on you. And you have no need to do hard drugs, because the coffee shop and the medical marijuana dispensary are never going to say, "Hey man, I don't have this, but I got some hash, or I got some concentrates, or I got some heroin, or I got some Oxycontin." They're not going to say that because they don't have that, and they don't want you to do that, because they want you to keep coming back and buying their weed. And that's where people get gatewayed into it. It is because they buy their drugs from the streets. The street dealer is only interested in one thing and one thing only. He's interested that you buy their product and make them rich. That's what they want. That's all they want. And a lot of people don't understand that. Yes, it can become a gateway drug if a fucking person pushes it onto them. Or if they're too weak mentally. Actually, not even if they're too weak mentally. See, you got to keep one thing in mind. Drugs, especially hard drugs, you get them from a person. You don't find them. They never just go, "Oh, I'm curious. I'm going to go see a guy and try it." No. No, it's because somebody pushed it upon them, or somebody is going to make money off of it. That's why they do that. That's why people get into harder drugs. And again, with marijuana, because especially in Canada, pot dealers, they never sell anything else but pot. They just sell pot. They don't sell anything else. But in the United States, it's a little bit different, man. When you start going to the seedier neighborhoods, especially over there, they got couriers. I mean, they got bike couriers down there, and they carry everything. They'll say like, "Oh man, hey man, why don't you have this? It's on the fucking house," and stuff like that. And well, that's how people get introduced to harder drugs. I don't go see dealers. I always get it from somebody who goes to a person, or I go to straight up pot dealers, one or the other. I never go to street dealers. And I never have the, and even then, I don't have the urge to try anything harder, man. I've seen pictures of what that shit does to people. I've seen what people look like when they're sketched out. I don't want to fucking look like that. I have common sense. You know? But usually they're people who are being taken advantage of, who see no other way out of their day-to-day problems in their lives. You know? That's why they go to harder drugs. Now, if marijuana was... Now, they're saying, well, if marijuana gets legalized, then everybody's going to start doing heroin. No, you won't, because you will have legal establishments where people can consume the marijuana. Again, use the Dutch coffee shop model. Okay? You cannot consume marijuana in public. You can consume it on your, in your own house, in your own backyard, in your front yard, whatever. But just make sure whoever is bothered by it isn't bothered by it. So you have coffee shops. That's where people go to smoke weed. They don't smoke it on the street. They go to a coffee shop to do it. Totally separate. Separated. And then people won't go into harder drugs. It's worked. It's worked. But what this one bitch is arguing, I forgot who the fuck she is, but she has some organization called NIP or NIB. I forgot what the fuck it was. She's a psycho. And she thinks that, well, if they legalize marijuana, then what's next? Cocaine? No. Cocaine's too expensive to become legal. And marijuana, on the other hand, it's cheaper. And if you have coffee shops and stuff, and they think that people are just going to go from there and they're going to want to try harder drugs. No, they won't, because the coffee shops don't sell heroin. When you take the drug out of the hands of drug dealers and put it into the hands of legit businessmen or women, that's different. It's totally different and it works. And they think that that model is not going to work up here. So what are you saying? Your citizens are stupid? That's what this chick said about Americans. She goes, well, that might work in Europe, but it's not going to work in America. We're different. I'll be very honest with you. Everybody in the world is somewhat the same. There's always going to be a trait that's going to be the same. And you know what that is? That we're all assholes. And we got bad apples in all of us. You cannot generalize out of that. But apparently this woman thinks that Americans are too weak and can't handle it. And I have a problem with those people, because those people don't have a problem with pharmaceutical drugs and the 800,000 people that die of alcohol poisoning every year, you know, and die of pharmaceutical drug overdoses. No, that's okay. It's okay to overdose on a pharmaceutical drug, and it's okay to drink yourself to death. That's fine. But smoking pot occasionally, that's not okay. Anyways, I'm going to head back in here. I think I said my piece. Anyways, the only reason people gateway into harder drugs is because the person selling it to them is pushing them onto them. That's why. And when you get rid of the pushers, and you get rid of the street dealers, and you set up establishments where people can buy marijuana legally and tax it, there won't be a problem. And as a matter of fact, you will see more and more people getting off hard drugs, just like in Europe. I don't know why the fuck people in North America... Well, I don't know why North Americans like living in the fucking 18th century. That's one thing I've never understood, especially about Canada. I've never understood why this fucking country lives in the 19th century. Anyways, I'm going to leave it at that before I go off on any more tangents. And a lot of people are going home now, so the parking lot's flooding with people. Anyhow, until next time. Toodles.